Blog Talk Radio.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up nigga. On the scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up nigga. I'm no shooter, but my shooters, I have your brain exposed. But I'll shoot 5 in a second, homie, and break your nose. Talk the past, I'm dead ass. I was living life fast with my pistol in the grass. Digging in my ass, trying to finish up the last so I can sit it in the stash. OE sweat dripping from the bag. Milk crate, sitting on the ass while I'm looking left and right for them niggas with the bag. My mom's dishes really had crack on them. 12-12s and I kept them shits packed for them. Yeah, they came back for them. I could paint it so vivid cause I really lived it. If rap fail, I stack bail and show you how to
I'm in the club, bottle in hand, doing my two steps while I got my gun in my pants, call it the Hammer Dance.
Hammer Dance. What up, folks? It's your man, Beast Bone Gun, live on the off-ramp. 11 p.m. Eastern, August 1st. First of the month. Cash your checks and come out. I hope you're enjoying it. Thirsty Thursday, college night. Hope you out there enjoying them drink specials wherever you may be. And while you're in there enjoying them, I hope you guys are on the radio. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Not sure how long we're going to be on tonight. Crazy thunderstorms in the air where I'm at. Tired. Got a crying baby in the back. But we're going to do what we can. There's a couple things definitely want to speak to y'all about. Got to get to the people, but I need some feedback on a couple things, so I kind of want to wait till a couple people give me a heads up that they want to call in and talk about it. But, you know, first things first, please excuse the baby crying, but I can't help it. You know, it's my son. He's a part of the show, too. Again, you feel like you want to call in, 646-915-8680. Let's get right to it. Riley Cooper. We had a little bit of this discussion yesterday about him dropping the N-word at a Kenny Chesney concert directed at an African-American security guard. And the talk today has moved from, you give him his props, you know, he gave the whole I'm sorry speech and all that, but the move, the conversation today has been shifted to, is this African American's fault? Maybe not so much as their fault, but do they share some blame for commercializing this word? And we got our man, Mr. Righteous, who just joined on the line. Mr. Righteous, what's going on there, good brother?
What's good, bro?
Not much, man. I make it, yo. Baby got me tired, yo. Baby got me tired. I'm trying to make it. Yeah. I'm falling asleep over here. Yeah.
I hear that. What's going on?
Yeah, not much. Started the conversation about the whole, of course, we discussed the Riley Cooper incident yesterday about how, you know, he using the N-word directed as a black security guard. And the conversation today, a lot on sports radio has been moved to, are African Americans responsible? Do they hold some kind of responsibility for this word being so commercialized and for making it people think that it's okay to use? I was listening to Scott Van Pelt, and he was talking about how, you know, I mean, he ain't holding no punches. I give Scott his, he said, give Scott his props. He said he used the word. That's how he knew he was accepted, when black dudes on the basketball court was referring to him as an N-word. And when he responded, it was all cool because they knew him. They knew how he meant it.
Right.
Now, Colin Cowherd was saying that, you know, black people have commercialized this word and used this word in a lot of their music and shows and all this stuff. He gave an example of how Jay-Z's album, 6 words into the album, he drops the nigger word. Six words into the whole album, he drops the word in there. And he's not blaming it or anything. He was just saying that, you know, black people have to hold some responsibility for this word being so popular and white people using it because we've made it so popular and so okay to use. What do you think? You think black people have responsibility on that?
I can say yeah. I can say no. Yeah, because it's all in the music. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere you turn around, they're putting it in the music. It's in the music. It's in the music. Every rapper says it. But then again, you can go back to censorship. You know what I'm saying? They censor everything else. So if record label feel as though that they shouldn't be saying it, they should be able to say, okay, you cannot say that on a record or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So and then in movies too. Besides just black people, I mean, even in movies. When they do like dated movies like a Roots or something like that, I mean that word is thrown around too. So regardless, I mean although we use it in the black community, we use it a lot and we've embraced it to the point where we're making it seem like instead of making it a bad thing, we turn it around and make it a good thing. But they figure a few people figure say, okay, well why is it that you're not offended when this person that person said, but when you know the white folks say it, it's all a problem. So I get it. I understand, you know what I'm saying, because we do, as a community, we say it a lot, and we throw it around a lot like it ain't nothing, but then as soon as somebody else say it outside the race, you want to get upset about it. Well, if you want to get upset about somebody outside the race, you need to get upset about somebody inside the race that's using it as well. Because, I mean, us young people, it doesn't bother us when it's people inside the race, but if you ever go to somebody like an old school person that's been around that era and that was around like an old person that's in their 90s, that's a black person, they'll tell you that they can't stand the word and they can't stand when we use it. So, I mean, my aunt, she used to hate it. She used to hate the word. She never used it. She didn't like it. She hated when we said it. She used to always tell us, stop saying that word, stop saying that word, because she didn't like it. Because she grew up in those times where how that word was thrown around, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is such a good topic to discuss. It's such a tough topic.
Right.
My opinion is, MXer just joined us. I know he's in the middle of working, so I let him get his piece in. MXer, what up?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
Now, I know you can't join us for long since you out here doing work, but we were having a discussion of the whole Riley Cooper incident, and I was asking, do black people hold the responsibility of the fact that the N-word is used so much?
I would say yes. I mean, you can't get mad at folks using it incorrectly when we use it ourselves incorrectly. It's kind of like, you know what I mean, talking out both sides of our mouth at the same time. It's like you hear these people, the ones that are still alive, who talk about what Dr. Martin Luther King did for the rights, civil rights, and, you know, still it's just like 1968, so it wasn't even a long time ago. And yet, you know, we still use the word like it's like, you know what I mean, like we embrace people with that word, we give power to the word, and then we get mad when somebody else uses it and then want to talk about Dr. Martin Luther King again. It's like you can't use it in every rap song. You can't use it talking to your boy. And then when another person uses it in that same manner, get mad because they're not black. Like, that doesn't make sense. So I think we're definitely responsible.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got a caller with all ones on the line. What's going on, Chief? You're on the off-ramp. Welcome to the off-ramp. What's poppin'?
I am Robert Boner. I am fucking My Little Pony.
What the heavy?
What, yo?
I don't know. He just dropped off. I guess it wasn't for us.
did he say I'm Robert Boner?
I don't know. But yeah, that was odd, yo. I was wondering when the call came up, it was nothing but ones. It looked a little off, but I figured I'd try it anyway. But back to the subject. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yo, this is tough for me, yo, because I can understand why I understand, like you said, Mr. Righteous, I understand both sides of the subject. Part of me says, you know, I can't blame a white guy for using the word nigga because I say it all the time. I say it as if there's nothing wrong. You know what I mean? I say it around white people like there's nothing wrong. So if I act like there's nothing wrong, how can I be mad at them for acting like something's wrong? But then again, I think back, like, man, we were enslaved. We were forced from a country, brought over here, beat, hung, killed. We didn't even get the right to vote. Martin Luther King died when there was cable TV and electricity. Like, this ain't slave times that we were oppressed. We were oppressed in this century. If we want to say the word nigga, goddamn it, we got the right to say the word nigga because of all the shit that we've been through. So Barton says, look, you just can't use it, period.
Right.
That's just how it is.
Right.
But I don't know if that's right. Before y'all start rapping, we got a caller from the 410-615. What up? You're on the off ramp.
Hi, this is Marisol. How are you?
Hey, what up,
don't
sis? How you holding up?
I'm good. I just have a comment on the whole N-word thing. So I was raised by I'm El Salvadorian. My mom's Puerto Rican. My dad's white. I was raised in a primarily white neighborhood, and I never heard the N-word. Like, I don't think I really ever heard it through high school. I didn't hear the N-word, and I definitely never heard it negatively, but I didn't hear the N-word at all until I started hanging out with Malon and his friends. And it was something that wasn't said in the black communities that we grew up in. And it definitely wasn't said in my household. But I have a brother who is almost 30 who lives in Hawaii. And him and his white friends say the N-word to each other. And so to me, we didn't learn it at home. He learned it from, I'm assuming, rap songs and feeling that I guess it's okay for everybody to say it because he doesn't say it derogatorily. He'd be like, what's up, my N? You know, like, let's go surfing. And so I have a hard time. I feel like if it's said at all, it gives a pass for everybody to say it, negatively or positively or just in passing. So I think it should just be cut out of everybody's vocabulary, like Oprah says.
Okay. Before y'all jump in, we got a call from the 215. You're on the off-ramp. What's poppin'?
My little pony.
Yeah, we must be getting hacked or something, son.
Yo, man, who's wasting time doing stuff like that, yo?
I don't know. Yeah, that's crazy. So hold on. So let's get back to the serious subject. I don't know what's that about. Yeah, I'm a good somebody got us tonight. So, Marissa, I got a question. If it was never brought up in your house and you didn't hear it until you got around your husband and them, do you ask your husband not to say it? Because, like, are you offended when your husband and his friends say this stuff if you think it's offensive?
Yo, stop saying his friends like they ain't y'all and shit. They're talking about and them. Come on. They're talking about and them like if somebody ain't in their phone and shit. Come on, yeah.
He said, and them.
To answer your question, no, I don't get offended. I don't like it. Well, my husband and his friends don't say it all that often. And maybe when it's said, it's kind of like when he cusses, it's so in passing that I don't even hear it. But I don't think he says the word very often. So, and do I get offended? No, I don't get offended because he's not using it in a derogatory term. We don't use it in our house. I don't want my girls to use the word. And so, really, he should probably stop using the word if I don't want them to use the word. But when him and his friends say it, I don't get offended, no.
Okay. So do you ever ask your brother why he starts using it? We got a call from the 213. I'm not even checking on that. I don't even know what that's about.
No, you know, I didn't even – I've heard him say it, like, in passing once. I see him, like, once every – 3-4 years. I heard him say it once, like, years ago, and then he put something, like, it was on his Facebook page, and he's like, that's my N, talking about, like, some dude he went surfing with. And, like, that he wrote it out, to like, the ending with an A. And I text him, I was like, what is that? I was like, who is that? And he's like, that's just my homeboy I go surfing with. And so, Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest, that's the most I've ever questioned about it. And it just, what surprised me more than anything, because we never said that word, like we just didn't hear that word until I was like 20-something before I started hearing the word.
Damn. So do black people overreact when white people say the word nigger? Like, should we not even get mad anymore because we use it so much? What do you think?
I think if it's in passing, then... Sorry, Malin's getting really frustrated over here. If it's in passing, then yeah, I don't think you should... Then I don't... It's a very... It's kind of as a collective, but no, I don't think... If it's like... talking to your friend and it's in casual conversation and it's not used negatively, I don't think that anyone should get mad. We either need to take it out of everybody's conversation, or if it's said, it just has to be said.
Yeah. What you think, I'm actually, what you getting frustrated with over there?
Man, just work stuff, yeah. But I agree, though. I think, and again, like, first of all, the thing is just that if you can't, I guess, if you look at it, you can't take it out because it's a part of the dictionary, right? It's supposed to mean ignorant. But it can't really mean ignorant if we don't use it in a proper term as ignorant. You know what I mean? It's kind of like it needs a new definition, honestly. Like, you can't, like in rap songs, when they be saying ignorant, like when they be like, yo, my nigga, blah, 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 and spitting a rock, like, that don't, if you put, insert ignorant in the word of nigger, like, it doesn't make sense, right? So I think either we got to use it in this, like, intended definition all the time, and then it'd be like a, you take the power away from it in terms of the slavery piece of it, or we have to redefine it. Go to Webster and get Al Sharpton and all his boys to tell Webster to redefine it as not saying ignorant and mean it as a term of, like, slavery with a, you know what I mean, and tie it to slavery. And at that point, then, because if I'm white and I say, yo, you're a nigga, and I'm really calling you ignorant, then I'm like, yo, I just called you ignorant. Yo, get your stuff, your dictionary game up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I just read the dictionary, like, but I just think that we either got to turn, like, yeah, you got to be an all or nothing type of thing. I don't think it could be a middle ground, like a gray area. And I think right now we're in a gray area, and that's the problem.
What you think, Mr. Righteous?
I mean, for me, I don't use it anymore. If you ever notice, I always say brother, 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 because I kind of stopped using it like 10 years ago. Because now when I hear people say it, it sounds so foreign to me because I don't never use it, and it's just weird. But, I mean, for the simple fact, because of my aunt, for one, because she hated the word. So that pretty much what got me stopped saying it. And then it just sounds horrible when you say it, too, because everybody who came up through the struggle of having to deal with hearing that all day long, you walk down the street, you hear it. You know what I'm saying? You can't walk into a, you could, they couldn't walk into restaurants. They got called that word over and over and over again. They even, some people died fighting these people for saying the word. So, I mean, why do we embrace a word like that when people have died over that word, you know what I'm saying? So that was my whole thing of not using it and stopped using it. So I don't even say it no more.
Let me ask y'all this. Marisol, I'll go around Robin again. I'll go Marisol, Malwan, since I've been asked about the kids and then Mr. Righteous. Is Marisol still on? She's still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So the first time you notice that one of your children's friends are calling the children the N-word, but in an endearing way, what's your reaction?
It would probably be a negative reaction. I, if I were around, I would correct them and say that that's not a word that we use. It's just like people use the word faggot or fag, like it's, or dyke, like that's a pot, like that's an endearing or a positive thing. It's not. I don't say that word. Like, I don't, people around me, when they say that, say it, I correct them. So, yeah, I'd correct them.
But is it like how women refer to each other as bitches, but get offended when men say it? Like, should we stop doing that too? Like, should we just do the whole movie?
Yeah, because words are powerful, and once they've left your mouth, whether you're joking or not, they're still, words carry a lot of power behind them. And I think that a lot of it's generational, that hopefully within the next 10 years and the next generation, the N-word will be so, we've taken its power away, so people will stop saying it, and maybe we'll think of a new word, but...
I mean, I think we're heading in the opposite direction. I mean, I think in the same direction that we're heading as, I don't think the word is as powerful, but I think it's becoming so used that no one even gets worried anymore. So what about you, Max? What you think? You know, like, the first time you get your kids text, maybe not if you hear it, but if you just see, like, you go and do your kids an email, and one of your kids' friends is like, all right, my nigga, I'll holler at you tomorrow. Like, what's your first reaction? Like, do you check them, or do you say, that's just how kids talk, because that's how we talk?
That's a tough question. Yeah, that's a tough question. I mean, I don't know if I would necessarily check the kid, or would I just say something to my child at first, because, I mean, that's who I really care about. And then hopefully that would be a role model for her friends. Type of thing. You know
and
what
I think the discussion of race and stuff like that needs to come up beforehand so they know the power of that word. So if they're here, because we're not going to be around them all the time. So if they hear it, they know to say that we don't use that word. You know what that real word really means? That word and the bit and being called a bitch and being called like, oh, that's gay. Like, I hate when people say that's gay for something stupid. Like, there's a lot of things that need to happen. Discussions need to happen before the actual action actually takes place. Because at that time, yeah, there's always teaching moments, but at that time it might be a little bit too late. And they might have been saying the word now for 2 years and we just happened to hear it in a or see it in an email.
Yeah, it's definitely, I'm trying to work on that stuff myself. My son sucks everything he sees. And I'm like, stop being gay. I'm trying to stop that. So, Mr. Righteous, what you think? First time your friends or you hear your sons say, like, what's up, my nigga, to one of their friends, or you see it in one of their texts on their phones, what's your reaction?
First of all, I'm going to ask them, do they know what the word means and where it comes from? And if they can't tell me that, then first I'm going to tell them, you need not to say it, and then I'm going to educate them on it. I mean, but like Marisol said, you got to educate them on it beforehand so that way they know. I mean, that's the best thing to do is to, once they get to the point where they can understand all that stuff. Because, I mean, they get some of it in school, but they really don't understand. But once you make them understand and show them, you know, what people before us went through and all that they did, so that way we can be considered equal folks as other people and what most of these people died for from that word. So, I mean, that's the only thing you can do, but it's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah, I keep thinking, I guess it's just different now. I guess it's how you change when you have children. Because I keep looking at my son like, you know, I want him to be better than me and all that stuff. But, like, I don't know. I keep looking like, man, nobody better call him a nigga. I flip, you know. But then I look at how I am, and I'm just being honest with myself. I can't be honest with myself. I've never used the word. I've used it all the time.
Right.
Especially as a feminine different. I still use it to this day. I try not to use it as much. But, like,
right.
Can I get mad at him? You know what I mean? Is it do what I say, not what I do, what I say, not what I do thing? It's tough. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how it is.
I mean, once you start changing, you know, saying the way you speak and how you talk, like me, I barely cuss now. You know, I always say, what the freak or something like that. And that started, you know, once my oldest was born, I scaled back on my cussing around him. So now, it's almost like I barely cuss unless I'm really pissed off. That's when I really cuss. Other than that, I barely cuss. I'm like, what the heezy? Or that's some dumb ish or something like that. But I don't say the whole word because of them. I don't want to cuss around them because then they get to school cussing and fussing. And they say, well, where you hear that? Oh, my dad cuss all the time. That's all you hear is cuss, 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 cussing. I can't have them going to school doing all that nonsense, yo.
If you start cutting it out now, he'll never know that you said the word. It's kind of like, you know, you don't have to tell your kids that you really started drinking at 14, but you tell them you started drinking. Like, you don't have to be completely honest with every single thing until they're ready to hear the complete honesty. So we're the adults, so we can kind of temper what we say to them. And if they, he might never, hopefully never hears you even say the word. So it'll be foreign to him.
Right. We got DJ C. Siren on the line. What's going on?
Hey. Good evening, everyone. I just want to put it out there. Everyone is saying that black people always use the N-word as a term of endearment. And I just want to say, in my household, I'm not saying we didn't hear the N-word, but it wasn't used in that way. I mean, even me, I mean, I listen to enough hip-hop to hear it used that way and everything, but I don't think I've ever can recall using it in that way. When I use the word nigga, it means you dumbass bastard. You ignorant, you dumb fool, like, it's you dumb motherfucker. That's a, these niggas, you know, or, you know, this dumb nigga. It was never like, oh, hey, y'all, hey, niggas. So, you know, it just doesn't make sense.
Is that how y'all talk in Kentucky? Hey, y'all, nigga.
She lives in a real slave time.
But the same way you say you call people dumb niggas, that was the same. That's how, you know, they was called back in the day when they was, you know, these dumb niggas.
Right.
These dumb niggas.
It is a demeaning word. And I think when people, because I even think, I don't know, I guess people that use it that way, or even white people who think they want to use it, they are ignorant to the fact of that it's a demeaning word. And and if you don't know that, and even if, like you said, using other words that are also like that, bitch or, you know, faggot, because, you know, in the gay community, you know, they do call each other faggot, things like that, when you use it like that, when you change the way it means, okay, that's fine, but when people go out and start using it outside of that realm and you don't realize that it really is a demeaning word, that's when you start saying it to the wrong person, or that you're dumb to the fact to know that it is something that people will be offended when they hear. You know what I'm saying? Because that same gay person that used faggot to their friends isn't going to say it to someone they don't know. Because why? They know the background and meaning of the word and know that it's a demeaning word. You know, so if you don't know that, then that's why you're going to go around and say a word that people, that is offensive, no matter, you know, in whatever context it is, it's an offensive word. And when you go use it in another way or to someone else, they're stupid because they don't know that it will offend people because they don't know the background of the word. So that's
true.
Right. And I think in our education system, if we actually said the word, like if the teachers had enough balls to say the word and say this is what the word really means when they are talking the little bit that they talk about slavery and civil rights and those sort of things, I think that would give some power, some knowledge to students too, because, you know, and same thing, like I never heard the word growing up. My best friend to this day is black, went to her house, never heard the word growing up. Like it was not a word that was said, and it was not even a discussion. So honestly, that doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't give my brother a pass for saying it, but he, like when he said, well, I'm not, I've never, when he's Facebooked it, he was too ignorant to the fact of the actual meaning of the word, probably. I would honestly say that he might not even know how harmful that word is.
Stuff they didn't watch Roots when they grew up. They were in the mean streets of Cockeysville, you know, they didn't watch Roots. I see kids start showing all these kids Roots or something, you know.
Yeah, first time they hit me with the whip, yeah, I was like, yeah, my name is Toby, yo. Real quick,
Chicken George in the belt, yo.
Yeah, we only got 60 seconds left. I want to thank Marisol and DJ C-Sign for coming in. Love hearing the woman's voice and the woman's opinion. Feel free to join us anytime.
All right, thank you. Good night.
Yeah.
Thank you, My Little Ponies, too. That was a really good interjection.
Yeah, they're still on the line. Hold on, let's see. Hey, 213, what up?
You know, I really wish that Rainbow Dash was a sea pony because I would be able to
fuck
her sea pony.
What?
Because sea pony
what?
Is so much. I cannot express this enough. It is so much better than pony.
What?
I ain't gonna let him have that time. Yo, it's been a fun night. Yo, I'll holler at y'all on the off ramp tomorrow.
Peace.